Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
As part of our countdown to Site Village 2017, it's a great pleasure to introduce for the first time on VI Talk the Royal Shakespeare Company, and we have great pleasure in talking to Josepha McKinnon. Hiya.
Hi.
Hi, it's lovely to be speaking to you and being taking part in the countdown to Site Village for the first time. So would you like to tell us a little bit about the Royal Shakespeare Company as a whole and what you do?
Yeah, we're a national theatre based in the heart of the Midlands, and we create world-class theatre in the Midlands. So all of our costumes are made here in the armoury, shoes, sets. And then we share it all over the world, really.
Fantastic. So you're going to be exhibiting at Site Village this year. So if people visit your stand, what can they expect to see and to hear about?
Well, we've got lots of activities going on our store this year. We'll have CDs of our audio described tours. We'll have some costumes and props that people can feel and touch and get an idea of how things are made and the quality of the things that we use for the show. We'll also be handing out copies of our audio brochure and large print brochures, and visitors will also get the chance to handle some of our headsets that are used in our audio described performances. We've also got a few giveaways as well, so it'd be really good if people came to visit us. I think they'll get a lot out of our stall.
Right, I mean, that really sounds interesting and really good. I mean, I do a lot of audio described theatre myself. I go quite a lot in Manchester, and I really find it fills in and gives us so much detail of what's going on. So do you also do put shows on yourself, or do you sort of provide the tools for other people to do it as much?
The RSC produce our own shows. We occasionally have visiting companies do things that maybe for the summer festivals we do. But yeah, we produce all of our own shows.
Mm-hmm. And do they go on tour as well? So would we be able to catch an RSC show?
We have, for example, we quite often, we've got Matilda running in London at the moment, and we quite often have that shows on at the Barbican. And going back to Matilda, it's currently on in America and Australia, so we go all over the world with our shows. And we've just announced a tour next year of Hamlet that will be going up to Newcastle, down to Plymouth, and all over.
So we're not just looking at Shakespeare here, are we? You mentioned Matilda. So it's not just because I know Shakespeare isn't for everybody. I love it. I think it just brings it to life brilliantly when you go and see it on the stage.
Yeah, so we do obviously base our work around Shakespeare, but it's also about the work of his contemporaries, and we schedule them alongside other new writers emerging. So at the moment we've got Vice Versa on, which is written by a new writer, Phil Porter. We've just had the Mischief Festival over at the other place, our studio theatre, where we've had new writers putting on their work and things. So there is a lot of new work as well. Yeah, not just Shakespeare.
Right. I mean, I'd noticed when I'd seen Matilda, because that's touring next year as well.
And
I noticed the RSC, and I mean, I was thinking, is it Royal Shakespeare Company? But then again, you don't always associate sort of the modern musical theatre with the Shakespeare Company. So that's good to know that obviously it is a wider performance in the arts, not just what it springs to mind by the words.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, we do try and aim our shows for all kinds of audiences, and we're also aimed to be as accessible as possible as well. So we want to find different ways to reach as many people as possible through our shows.
That's fantastic. Really good to hear that you've got audio brochures and large print brochures and giveaways and all lovely things at Site Village. That sounds really exciting.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it, actually. Going to be a good couple of days.
Well, what we'd like to do is actually share a little bit of the audio description from RSC. So would you like to just sort of introduce what we're going to listen to?
Yes, this little extract is taken from the audio description from The Tempest that was on at Stratford last season, and it's going to be at the Barbican there's this July. Actually, there's an audio-described performance of The Tempest on the 29th of July at the Barbican.
This spectacular production makes use of the whole of the Royal Shakespeare Theatre's cavernous stage, right up to the full height of the auditorium. As we enter, the stage is in shadow. Brightening light reveals the enormous vertical curved wooden ribs of the carcass of a huge sailing ship, lining each side of the space from near the back to two-thirds of the way up the thrust stage. This gives the impression that the action takes place within the belly of a beached shipwreck. The heavy rough-hewn ribs are bleached and salt-washed. As they curve down to the ground, some are broken short, and towards the front they're spaced wide enough apart to allow entrances. The entrance on the right leads off to Prospero's unseen cave. Waves surge over the deck. Prospero conducts the storm from the side. The ship is overwhelmed. She sinks. Bubbles rise. Bodies float. Gonzalo's left alone.
Now would I give 1,000 furlongs of sea for an acre of barren ground. The will's above me done, but I would fain die a dry death.
Darkness falls. At Prospero's cell on the island, clouds are clearing and the sun is breaking through.
If by your art, my dearest father, you have put the wild waters in this roar, allay them!
Miranda.
The sky, it seems, would pour down stinking pitch, but that the sea, mounting to the welkin's cheek,
well, we hope you enjoyed that audio, and if you get a chance, go along and see one of the Royal Shakespeare performances. I can guarantee that you will enjoy seeing Shakespeare on the stage. As I said, I absolutely love it, and it brings it to life brilliantly. And with the audio description and your touch tour as well, I believe, am I right in saying, Josepha, that every production has at least one audio described performance and touch tour?
Yes, that's right. We do try and offer two audio described performances. It does depend on the length of the run, but there is definitely one for each production. Yes, and we hold a touch tour 2 hours before the performance, where you get the opportunity to go on stage, hopefully meet the actors, touch the costumes, and look at the props close up as well.
Right, that is brilliant. Would you be able to tell us how people could get a little bit more information, maybe to find out what's coming up, and obviously if they want to contact you in any way, please?
Yes, of course. You can. We've got a web page that is dedicated to our access performances, so that would include our audio described performances as well as captioned, signed and relaxed performances. The page is www.rsc.org.uk/access, or you could call us on 01789 403 436, or email access@rsc.org.uk. And the shows that we've got coming up are Titus Andronicus on the 21st of July. As I said earlier, we've got The Tempest on at the Barbican on the 29th. We've got Julius Caesar coming up on the 19th of August, and Salome on the 26th of August.
Just before we close, Josepha, you mentioned that you also do captioned and relaxed performances. Can you just want to talk a little bit about that? Because sometimes people who've got a visual impairment also have other disabilities and things like that. So just want to give us a little overview of that.
Yes, certainly. Again, we offer at least one caption performance for every show that we do, and normally two, depending on how long the run is. And the screens are positioned so that you can see the action on stage as well as reading the text. We have relaxed performances, which if perhaps you want a little bit more of a relaxed environment. You may feel the need to leave the theatre quite often, or you're sensitive to loud noises or bright lights. It might be suitable for you, because we tend to, the auditorium's not so dark, and we tend to not use strobe lighting or big flashes and things like that in a relaxed performance as well. We're also doing our first chilled performance this August, which nothing changes within the show. It just means that the auditorium is more relaxed, so you can leave the auditorium if you feel you ever need to at a certain point in the production, and you can re-enter again at any time. So we do try and, you know, work on different ways to reach as many people as possible in their different needs that they might have.
Yes, and like you said, every accessibility option really there, isn't it? And cover anyone who might just need that little bit of extra support to hear, listen, or just feel comfortable in the performance. So that's absolutely fantastic.
That's what we like. But also, you can always contact us if you've got any other additional needs, or if, you know, people don't always fit into these boxes. So if you want something a bit more tailor-made, we can always try and help in any way that we can.
That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Josepha, for describing all of that and telling us about it and sharing some of the audio. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll hopefully have you on VI Talk again.
Lovely. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, Jo. Thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.